Glacier Valley Kids, one of about 20 licensed childcare providers in Juneau, went through many changes in the past year. They started when the center, which Carolina Sicona runs out of a house in the Menahaw Valley, was damaged by last year's glacial outburst flood. The city and borough of Juneau then placed the center temporarily in the recently vacated Floyd Dryden Middle School to maintain childcare coverage for about a dozen families.
They wanted me to avoid closure because childcare, it's in crisis right now in Juneau. So the idea was to continue to provide care while my home was being renovated.
But Sicona had to move again this spring, and she couldn't find a place to go. She gave families 30 days notice that Glacier Valley would close. Kimmy Lamb was a parent with a child at Glacier Valley. She says 30 days didn't feel like enough time to figure things out for her youngest son, Liam.
It was definitely a shock because we were just getting used to, or Liam was just getting used to being around other kids, and he really likes Carolina and the other gals. And so it was very stressful.
Lamb says her parents came back to Juneau from the Philippines in time to step in and provide childcare for her son. And Lamb was able to help Sicona find a new permanent location for Glacier Valley in the Twin Lakes neighborhood. It's a former private school run by Juneau's Seventh-day Adventist Church. Sicona was able to renovate the space with additional help from the church, the city, and a local childcare nonprofit. And she expanded the center's capacity from 12 children at a time to 30 when it reopens. Ashley Anderson, another former Glacier Valley parent, has already been forced to find alternative childcare several times. So she said this most recent experience was hard on her family.
We went into panic mode. We were kind of freaking out and, you know, starting to think like, oh my gosh, we have bad luck with childcare. Like, what's going on?
Anderson was able to find another provider, but she says it was difficult for her and her child. She says she hopes it's the last transition for him before he goes to school. There are some bright spots to the moves. Sicona had to leave the temporary space at Floyd Dryden so a bigger childcare venture, with money to renovate the space, could move in. The Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska plans to house four of the tribe's early education programs there, including the Tlingit Language Immersion Program, Hayukhatani Kuti, and Head Start. That will eventually expand childcare options in Juneau when they open in August. Meanwhile, Sicona and Glacier Valley have moved back to her old place in the valley. She can provide childcare to four children this month while waiting on a license to operate at the permanent location near Twin Lakes. That state license has become an obstacle, and Sicona is on a deadline. She needs to leave the house before the next outburst flood that's expected in August. She says it's been difficult getting her application processed. A state task force established by Governor Mike Dunleavy recommended the state take steps to ease the application process, including developing an online application that can track paperwork. But Sicona says she had issues uploading paperwork and had to email documents directly to a caseworker. And she faced another set of challenges with that.
I turned in all my paperwork to one caseworker, and then days later, I hear that caseworker is no longer there, so I'm transferred to another person, and this other person does not know what's going on. And then I have to resubmit everything that I just submitted to the other worker, and it's been a nightmare.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health, which oversees childcare licensing, wrote that the department is still improving its system as they receive feedback from providers. Sicona says the state won't be able to inspect the permanent space until the first week of August, and she won't get licensed until September at the earliest. That means families who use childcare vouchers that require them to go to licensed providers will have to wait at least another month before they can enroll in Glacier Valley Kids. But Sicona says she's ready to fully open again, which is a big deal as childcare centers across the state struggle to hire and retain qualified staff.
Lucky me, I do have all my staff. Everybody has their certifications, and everybody's been through the process and the trainings, and yeah, we're all ready.
In the meantime, Sicona plans to provide care without a license in her new location starting next month. That means she and a coworker can care for only 8 children instead of the 30 she will be able to care for when she gets state approval. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.